This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The winter session of Parliament will begin today. The session will provide 19 sittings spread over a period of 26 days. However, there will be no sitting of Parliament on 26th of November on account of commemoration of Constitution Day. The main function relating to celebration of Constitution Day will take place at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan, where the Constitution was adopted on 26th of November 1949. Yesterday, the government had convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the government is ready to discuss any issue during the winter session of the Parliament. Mr. Rijiju urged opposition parties to cooperate for smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. For the first time in 130 years long history of the International Cooperative Alliance, ICA, the Global Cooperative Conference and General Assembly are being organized in India. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will launch a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said India views Italy as a key partner, a crucial ally in Europe, and a very influential player in the Mediterranean. Inaugurating the new Chancellery of Indian Embassy in Rome, Dr. Jaishankar said that the frequent interactions at various levels between the two countries are a sign of the depth and breadth of their bilateral ties. He said there is a convergence in our worldviews, a synergy in our endeavours in addressing global and regional issues, and a new enthusiasm for developing our bilateral ties. RBI says internationalisation of Unified Payments Interface UPI is progressing rapidly as India emerges as a world leader in leveraging digital technologies for transformative change. The UPI hit a milestone of 16.6 billion transactions in the month of October, with improvements in its capabilities, including successful instant debit reversals of 86%. As the 55th International Film Festival of India passes the halfway mark, Day 5 will feature over 75 films screened across various languages and genres. With the conclusion of the Creative Minds of Tomorrow Challenge and Film Bazaar, the focus now shifts to master classes and panel discussions, offering a day filled with engaging sessions. In the mega auction of Indian Premier League 2025 edition, Rishabh Pant and Shreyas Iyer fetched record bids, emerging as costlier players in the history of IPL on day one of the auctions held at the Abadi Al Johar Arena in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia yesterday. Lucknow Super Giants made history by securing wicket-keeper batsman Rishabh Pant for an extraordinary 27 crore rupees, making him the most expensive player in the IPL history. In cricket, Australia were 105 for 5 at the lunch against India on the fourth day of the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Perth. The hosts required 430 runs to win the match. The Aussies resumed their second innings at the overnight score of 12 for 3 wickets, with Usman Khawaja at the crease this morning. Earlier at stumps on day 3, Indian seamers picked up some early wickets that shattered the Aussies' batting lineup. Skipper Jasprit Bumrah set Nathan McSweeney and Marnus Lebunchang back to the pavilion, while Mohammad Siraj dismissed Pat Cummins. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the 2 days. According to the IMD, Andaman and Nicobar Islands are expected to witness light to moderate rainfall during the week. The weather agency predicted dense fog conditions in isolated pockets of Himachal Pradesh in night and morning hours during the next 3 days. The IMD says smog and shallow to moderate fog conditions in the morning hours and shallow fog conditions in night hours are likely in Delhi and NCR during the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.